Okay, we go three short ideas with Parshas Toldos with the Rachman Shifka Rebbe Shlita Tavshin Pegimel Learn Shmiz Chesov First Shema For Chai Esetil Bas Ari Tzipora Basor Shachar Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Kiddush Aslevi. Eila Toldos Yitzchak Eila Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram Avram Holy Is Yitzchak. These are the children of Yitzchak Ben Avram. Avram is the one who gave birth to Yitzchak. Rashi tells us why you have to tell us that Avram is the one, because people said that, you know, Avram Melchus Rol Sar, so the face of Yitzchak looks like Avram. Beautiful. Says the Kiddush Aslevi, it's telling us something deeper. We know the Gemara and the Darm are about to get into Daf Yoimi. The Gemara says, Be Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Ki Be Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zara. Chadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, I believe, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayir, one of them, that at the end of the day, it's going to be Yitzchak. Said, Be Yitzchak, Velo Kol Yitzchak. What's the extra Bezu in there? In Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak. Meaning, the only one is going to be Zocha to be able to continue the legacy of Avram Avinu, of you, of monotheism, is going to be Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak, referring just to Yaakov and not to Esav. Says the Kedusha Slevi, now you go back to the Pasuk, Ve'eila Tolda Yitzchak. Who is the child? Who is the Tolda of Yitzchak? What is the Tolda of a Tzadik? We know from Parshas Noach, but it's the Masim Toivim. Who is the Masim that was Tolda of Yitzchak? Is someone who's a Ben Avram. Shahaya Lisiachis Acher Avli Kar Ben Avram. Someone who's a Ben Avram is a Tolda of Yitzchak. Someone who understands and reflects the Kaddish Baruch Hu with a Torah and Tefillah and Kedusha and Amunah. Eila told us Yitzchak, who is a child of Yitzchak? He's a Ben Avram. And because another Gemara in the Darm tells us, Be Yitzchak, V'lo Kol Yitzchak. It's going to be in Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak. That you're going to have an Esav, so they're going to think that they come from Avram, but they're not going to represent. They're going to have an Ayin Ra, and a Ruach Gavoya. All right, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, says the Kedusha Slevi, you want to know why it gets so repetitive over here? Because there's a reason here. Eila told us Yitzchak, who are the children of Yitzchak? Because it's not going to be all of Yitzchak. It's going to be the ones who act like a Ben Avram. It's going to be one who act with kindness and with gvura and with teferis, and with love and light and care to the world. An incredible idea from the Kedusha Slevi, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Rabbi Shitzer Rebbe Zera Kodesh. Vayeto Yitzchak Lashem Nochach Ishto. And Yitzchak davened to Chodesh Baruch on behalf of his wife Rivka. And this is the Rabbi Shitzer quoting his father. I'm not sure who the Rabbi Shitzer's father is, but I've never seen it quoted before, but incredible idea. First, before he goes out to the idea, he says from his father, we say in Tehillim Chav Gimel, he says on Shabbos, Hashem Roi Lo Achzar, Chodesh Baruch Hu, you're my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. What was really David HaMelech telling us each and every one when we were saying that? Shebigish David HaMuno Sheishli Ba'Hashem Espech Shu Roi Mani Goti Emunizu Lo Yichas Mimeni Lo Yilam Tamin Yechal Kabla Alibi. David HaMelech says, the Rabbi's father was telling every single Jew, was begging Hashem, Hashem Roi Lo Achzar, Hashem, make sure every Jew knows to believe in you, that you're always there to be our leader, you're our biggest fan, you're our biggest encourager, you're always there. Lo Achzar, that no Jew should ever forget that. What is to now go back to the pasuk? Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem Nenochach Ishto. And Yitzchak was begging on Hashem on behalf of his wife. The Zohar says here that Ishto is connected Knesset Yisrael, is connected Klai Yisrael. So now put that back in the pasuk. Vayeta Yitzchak. Yitzchak has spal al dover hazeh. Yitzchak was davening exactly for this. LaHashem Nenochach Ishto for to Hakadosh Baruch Hu for Klai Yisrael, that the Jewish people should never forget Hakadosh Baruch Hu. She Knesset Yisrael Yipne Benem Tomit Nochach Hashem Yisbarach LaDasha Kol Bal Emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that everything comes. That we should never forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, and we have to believe in Him, and we have to believe in ourselves. Says the Zera Kodesh. That's what it's all about. He wasn't just davening for Rivka. Lenochach Ishto is the Zohar. Ishto refers to Klai Yisrael. He was davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu that every Jew should remember. Lenochach, to remember the daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to remember how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He believes in you. What an incredible idea from the Zera Kodesh from his father about the Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Roi Lo Achzar, to remember that we're not that just my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. No, that as my shepherd, I should remember that I don't lack anything, and I should never forget you. That's what David HaMelech is saying. And when we have that, that's exactly what the pasuk is saying here. Yitzchak was begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael should never forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incredible idea. Idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Noam Agadim, as my Rebbe of Simon Shlita likes to say, the Noam Agadim, the classical Chassidish Sefer. Same Pasuk. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto, ki akarehi vayetar LaHashem. Yitzchak Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Rivka, because she was barren, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Noam Agadim, seems to be a little out of order. First he used to tell us that Rivka was barren, and then said she was, at the end of the day, she was barren, and then he davened. It says here, he davened. And why did he daven? Because she was barren. No. Tell me she was barren, and then tell me that he daven. It seems to be a little out of order. So says the Noam Agadim, he cites the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet Amar Aleph 64a. That what's the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu made Imahus Hakaros? Why did he make our great ancestors the Imahus barren? Next, Kadosh Baruch Hu misave the tefillah shel tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is misave. He craves the tefillah for the tzaddikim. As my friend Rav Jacob Shulman told me from Rav Pam, that it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be cruel chas v'shalom. He wanted to make sure that the avos come into a place of kedusha. And somehow, some way, when he made him an akarad, it made it a little more holy. I have to look more into that, but it's an incredible idea. But says the Nomagadim, if we go back on this, it's not out of order. It's not out of order at all, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted the daven. Nimsa shemachtov shakadosh Baruch Hu v'asibah shalsa akari he rak leman tefila. The whole point of them being barren was for the tefila. V'ichach shapir k'timakos lomar v'ayita yitzchel Hashem. It was good. The pasuk exactly goes in order, because the all the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's thought process was Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to daven, and then if they have the daven, because the ki'akarahi. It's the reason was is to get to that. It's because the how did he get to the tefillah? Because he made them barren. But it's not like the ma'aseh happened before the machshava. They daven and then because they were barren. No, the whole point the machshava was the beginning was for that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the tefillah. And by the way, it was further. But the reason they helped it was because he wanted the tefillah so badly that that car was there. What's maybe the message that we could tell us? And yeah, maybe everything in the Torah is so precise. Maybe we could tell us that the tefillah is mamish a gift. Like we say, Rameir Parmeshlan and all other tzaddikim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes Adam and Chava. Adam does has to work and Chava has to get birth. Birth pains, and the Nachash has everything. Why is that? Why he has the dust? Because he moves the legs, big deal. Says the Rameir Parmeshlan and other tzaddikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachash, take everything, take your credit card, take your bank account, take your Zelle, I want nothing to do with you. The worst thing that a parent in the world could do to a kid, give him everything, and I want nothing to do with you. When Kadosh Baruch Hu kicked out Adam and Chava, he says, I might punish you, but still I want a relationship with you. He tells the Nachash, I want nothing to do with Tefillah's relationship. We get to have the privilege of having the relationship. And that's exactly why Misavel Tzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tefillah because he wants the relationship. Well, so let's just review these three ideas. The seventh Kiddush Hasleiv, the Eidah told Yitzchak and Avram, Avram holy Yitzchak, Yitzchak v'lo b'kol Yitzchak. The Gemara tells us in the Darm 31a. The told of Yitzchak of to be a child of Yitzchak is to be ben Avram, is to be a someone filled with ma'asim tovim, is that we're able to say, ah, oh, that's a kind, caring person. That's a Jew, and that's someone who comes from holy stock. As like Rav Shachter says, he's an Or LaGoyim, is aligned into the nations. The second and third idea, Marvei Atar Yitzchak LaHashem LaNochachisha, Zera Kodesh says from his father, Hashem Rogel Chzad Hashem. David Amos is begging Hakadosh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael should never forget Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's exactly the Yeta Yisrael Hashem Lenochach Isho Isho Zukenes Yisrael. Yisrael was begging Hakadosh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael should never forget the Daven, should never forget the Hamatzar Hakadosh Baruch Hu believes in him. And finally, the Noam Megadim says it says a little bit out of order. It should say that she was barren and then Yisrael Daven. No, it should say, but the pasuk says Yisrael Daven and then because she was barren. It says Noam Megadim goes in perfect order because the Gemara in Yevamos 64a Samach Talam Nav tells us. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavel l'tefillah and such tzaddikim, he wanted them to daven from their hearts because he loved their tefillah so much. He desired their tefillah, and then at the end of the day, the pasuk is perfect. He wanted the tefillah, and by the way, what's the reason for that? Because they are barren. For us to be able to realize, Rambam Parmeshlan tells us the reason for tefillah, the reason of everything. When we're lacking something, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the relationship. When we're missing something, it's not a time to double down and say, oh, I need this, I'm going to turn to Hashem. Yes, turn to Hashem when things, but even when things are going well, to realize the privilege and the gift of tefillah, which is to take these three ideas of living up to the Avos' life. As the Kutzer says, we have to, every single day, we have to ask ourselves, Chazal say, when are we going to reach the Masa Yagil Avosa? When are we going to reach Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Yagil, says the Kutzer, says, we're not going to reach, but Nag, when are we going to touch? I'll touch a little chesed, touch a little gruel, touch a little teferis, to be able to make sure to be an Or LaGoyim, to understand the greats, to understand that we always have to never, ever forget HaMashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, and we have to make sure to believe in Him, to remember that He's always there for us, and to not understand the privilege and gift of our tefillah connection to Baruch Hu. I'm sure.